WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
We're on that road to WrestleMania. We are 12 days away from the biggest WrestleMania of all time, and that's why they brought in CM Punk back to Monday Night Raw, because I don't know if you heard, they were in Chicago tonight.
Were they?
They were.
Wow.
Amazing. I know, right? It's shocking.
I mean, the bigger news is that the bakery was closed.
On Mondays and Tuesdays.
Which is so wrong. Everybody needs, you know, good bakery food on Mondays and Tuesdays. But respect that they want to be closed on a Monday and Tuesday. That's fine. But
respect. Yeah.
Left a certain Scotsman wanting.
It did. But we'll get to that and more. This is the Raw Potion presented as always by MBGFilmsYouTube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, late to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gang. Hit the button. It's purple. Right there. Just you can hit it. You can also use Craig or Rocket Soccer, Lindsay Ward, or Fortnite. I'm Shop Quiz, hashtag Gamer Partner. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
We are getting ready to get on the off ramp to go to WrestleMania. And oh, did Hunter let us know that? This was a hell of a show.
He was cooking. As the kids say, he cooked.
He cooked.
He cooked. So that's the thing? Like, he cooked? That's what the kids say?
I think they still say it. I don't know.
What cooked? It was Match of the Night, Ricochet and JD McDonagh.
Got a lot of time.
It got about 15 minutes. The standing shooting star press finish was really, really good. Ricochet got the win. That was a really good wrestling match. Best match of the night. Because it was not really about the wrestling tonight, it was more about setting things for the main matches. But yeah, that was a really good match. The Candice LeRae heel turn is continuing on as Candice beat Ivy Nile. Quick little match. The thing was, Candice was faking an injury, and Indy, I think, was supposed to attack, but she didn't want to. But Candice still got the win using the ropes. So, the heel turn continues.
Candice is going down a road that, well, maybe Indy doesn't want to follow.
It seems that way. It was New Day taking on DIY. We had a little bit of backstage thing before the match with the New Day and DIY. They were wondering why they're called DIY and a bunch of other things. R-Truth was gold. Speaking of him being gold, he was on commentary for this matchup. And that's where the story really took place. As the Judgment Day came down and start beating up both teams as we set the stage for the six team ladder match at WrestleMania. And what was great was DIY got beat down, New Day got beat down, Miz got involved, and all the whole entire time R-Truth is yelling, I'm just commentary, I'm on commentary tonight. I'm not fighting. He then gets pulled off the announce table, has to fight. He held his own for a minute, but then got taken out with the Razor's Edge and the coup de grace from both Priest and Finn Bálor.
Yep. This was all highly entertaining, very good, very solid. No complaints here. Speaking of R-Truth, he also had a little mischief going on in the background of one of his promos, but we'll get to that.
Okay, we're going to get to that. Andrade took on Giovanni Vinci. Solid match with Andrade getting the win.
Mm-hmm.
We're just establishing Andrade at this point, to sort of get him back over with the WWE audience. Sami Zayn was taking on Big Bronson Reed on this show. Gunther said he didn't believe that Zayn could beat Bronson Reed tonight, and he was asked if he would be scouting. He said no. He did end up scouting a little bit, as though Bronson Reed got the win. Sammy and Chad had a moment beforehand and afterwards, and it seems like Chad's going to try to get him in the right mindset going into WrestleMania.
Chad's doing everything he can to raise Sammy up and coach him into a positive place so that he can beat Gunther.
I know some will complain that Sammy losing, he shouldn't be losing in this match on the road to WrestleMania. I'm okay with it because there was one, the distraction, and two, it's the story they're telling. He has to find a belief in himself. And him losing here shows, okay, while he did get the win in the gauntlet match, there's all this, still this self-doubt that's coming up. And I'm just throwing this out there. I know it's not going to happen.
Manifesting.
But I'm manifesting something. What if Sammy beats Gunther at WrestleMania in like a record time fashion?
He could.
Like
he's so really motivated, he just whoops up on Gunther and Gunther doesn't know what to do with it.
Quickest match. It won't be the quickest match ever because Dwayne holds that record. But it could be up there with the Sheamus Daniel Bryan finish, where right out of the gate he hits him with a huluva kick and catches him off guard and gets the fast win. I don't know that. I personally don't want that because I want to see a really good wrestling match between two. But I could see that being like, here's an idea: self doubt. Gunther doesn't believe he can beat him, and it happens really quick. It could.
I could see that. I would buy that.
Like, it could be something, but we'll see how that goes. Let's talk about the women. We're headed to WrestleMania. Don't think Triple H would do that. Never put something past something if it's good booking.
I mean, here's the thing. Triple H is willing to do stuff that other people aren't, so I wouldn't say he wouldn't necessarily do something.
Because they're setting the seeds for something, and that could be something. It's just a random idea. Again, I don't want it, but if it happens, well, I threw the idea out there. Anyway, Rhea Ripley came out. Rhea told Dom that she feels like she's not getting enough attention. Rhea talked about how all the matches that Becky's had, and she's been giving Ripley her, hasn't been giving Ripley her full attention, but, you know, it is what it is. Dom started to talk, but Becky made her way out. Ripley said Becky said the man is coming around to Chicago. She said Ripley was as fresh as a daisy, and she didn't wait for her to wrestle a 20-minute match to confront her, which is what Rhea's been doing the last few weeks. Becky said Rhea doesn't wrestle on Raw anymore. Rhea questioned why she would even get in the ring before her, the biggest match of her career at WrestleMania. Rhea said she doesn't have time to get in the ring every week to get attention. She could just post a video or photo online and watch the freaks eat it up. She was posting a lot of ass videos this weekend.
She was.
Pat was on Hinge with the line too, so that was good.
But I have to give a shout out to Shayna Baszler. She shot her shot, man. She tried. She tried real hard to get that, and she didn't get it, sadly.
Yeah, Becky said they have two very interpretations of what a champion is. Becky said that for Rhea, it's posting her ass on the internet for attention, whereas Becky, where she is, just busting her ass in the ring night in and night out to prove herself. Becky said there will always be someone newer, younger, and hotter. Becky said as it's a long game that is about skill, merit, and survival. She said it's how you come back when you're in the muck, when you're not the champion anymore. Becky said Rhea hasn't experienced that yet, but she'll give Rhea a new experience. Rhea said Becky is a survivor and then also labored her cockroach. Rhea said Becky is hard to kill but not impossible. She said it won't take it that far, WrestleMania, because she wants Becky to be at home on her couch watching her do her thing, and wants her to be sitting next to her daughter and listen to her call her, to call Rhea mommy.
Ooh.
Becky told you get one pass and that was it. She said if Rhea mentions her daughter again, it will be the last word she ever says. Becky is starting to tear up. It's not funny to her. She said her father never got to meet her daughter. Becky got him, said her father was proud of what she did in the ring, but the thing he was most proud of is the mother she'd become. She said it might be a joke to Rhea, but it's not to her. Becky said there's nothing respectable about Rhea. She said that neither one of them would be the same again after WrestleMania. And then they had a stare down. Then Dom got in the way. Dom then ate a right hand from Becky Lynch.
God, she clocked the shit out of him.
The slow-mo replay was fantastic. They started brawling. They had to be pulled apart. Dom got eight more from Becky at times, but they had to be pulled apart multiple times in a really awesome segment.
This was fantastic. This played to everybody's strengths. This made everybody look good. We got to see Dominic Mysterio get punched in the face, which everyone enjoys. Except Dominic, I think. But maybe he's into it. Who knows? But yeah, this was the perfect continuation of this feud. You're heating it up between Becky and Rhea. And by the way, both points of view are valid. You can be busting your ass, and you can also be posting ass pictures on the internet. Both are equally valid in terms of a way of, you know, doing anything with your ass. But I understand Becky's point, but this was very good. I like this quite a lot.
It's time for the Second City Saint to have his say on Monday Night Raw. He said a lot of things he wanted to say and a lot of business to get to, but he asked if it was good to be alive in Chicago on a Monday night. Punk said people are asking if he'll be at WrestleMania. Short answer is yes. He said his elbow is not great or 100%, but his mouth works. We're not on Netflix yet, so I apologize. April knows what I'm talking about. Punk said people have made suggestions that will host WrestleMania. He said he didn't, he don't know. He said 10 years ago he would have thought that was beneath him, but now he just wants to be in front of the people. He brought up the idea of being the referee and asked if there was a match that needed the most impartial referee. Punk said there are a lot of people who talk about him and need to talk about him. Punk talked about Pat McAfee. Said he's not a daily listener because he listened to The Experience and The Drive-Thru, Jim Cornette references. Punk said McAfee had Roman Reigns on his podcast. Punk wondered why Reigns brought him up. Punk said Reigns earned the right and respected it. And now while Reigns was about to be on his way down the mountain, Punk is climbing up the mountain and they'll probably cross path. Punk also brought up how Seth Rollins and said he's magically taller now because he wears high heels. Punk said Rollins laughed at him for paying the price for being a pro wrestler since he was 15. Punk said maybe Rollins earned that right, but it's funny coming from a guy with two bad knees. Punk said the one person who hasn't said anything, it's The Rock. He liked to think that because 10 years ago he came face to face with the Second City Saint, realized that his arms are too short to box with God, though The Rock beat him twice. Then he brought up Drew McIntyre. He said he doesn't live on the internet. He said when you have a problem in Chicago, you face him like a man. Drew came out. Punk said for the stupid song to be turned off, no one wanted to hear it. Punk said he wasn't medically clear, but he wasn't looking to have a wrestling match. Why don't you get your bitch ass in here? McIntyre said he would love to get in the ring, but the last time we were in the ring together, he stomped his arm and he deserved it. Punk asked McIntyre if he was the Scottish psychopath and a killer, an internet troll in a skirt. McIntyre replied, it's 2024 and that could get you canceled.
Probably.
This day, yeah. But stupidly. McIntyre said he had some surety, but, I have another man's name on my shirt. Punk said he doesn't need a shirt with another man's name off on it to make money. They ripped it off for the tombstone one. McIntyre said Punk doesn't drink or do drugs, yet he spends all his time in rehab. That was a great line. McIntyre said he doesn't hate Punk, but Punk actually completes him. Aw. McIntyre then talked about
it. I don't think it's in the way we think.
Punk about helps him in the gym, and when he won the Elimination Chamber, he thought about Punk. Punk asked McIntyre to get in the ring. McIntyre said Punk probably had a weapon or something to try to take him out before WrestleMania. McIntyre then did the Punk cross-legged thing on the table. McIntyre said he's always been the joking one, chosen one. Punk dared McIntyre say, "Well, who dubbed you the chosen one? You want to name names?" Taking a shot. He said it wasn't the people. McIntyre told Punk to get it all out because it'll still be months before he'll be back in a ring. McIntyre suggested Punk be the guest commentator at WrestleMania so we could see him win the championship. This brought out Seth Rollins. Punk made himself a meme by pounding the microphone on his head. Rollins looked at Punk. It's Monday Night Rollins. He said he's firmly established who shows it is. We got a large CM Punk champ. It's Rollins' show, Punk said, but it's his city. Rollins told Punk that he doesn't get to make decisions about the title match when he's not even in it. Rollins asked the poll, what they should Punk be on commentary? Fans didn't seem interested in that, and they started chanting, "Referee, referee." Punk started laughing. Rollins then pointed out the arm brace. That's his counting arm. Then Punk did it with his good arm, his left arm. Punk said, to be fair, he didn't think he could be objective and, you know, called them both dipshits. Rollins asked Punk if he wanted to know what he thought, and Punk was like, nope. Rollins said that wasn't right because he doesn't think anything of him, and he hasn't crossed his mind since the last time they were in the ring together. Rollins says Punk is a non-factor, and doesn't matter if he wants to be on commentary or the referee of the title match. Rollins said Punk needs to have a moment at WrestleMania. Rollins said he likes the idea of Punk being on commentary because he'll be calling his finest hour. Rollins said that the way things are going for Punk, it is as close to a championship match he would get. Rollins told Punk the one thing he needs him to do is stay out of his way. Punk said it's decided he will sit in on commentary. He would do something that the company couldn't do during his last 10 year absence, and that's both making Rollins and McIntyre interesting.
Ouch.
Punk left. McIntyre told the music to stop because, you know, Punk's not even in the match and doesn't get the last word. McIntyre said Punk is obsessed with him. McIntyre said he's living in Punk's dream, and Punk is his number one stand. Rollins then super kicked Drew McIntyre, gave him the stomp. Rollins left away, walked right by CM Punk.
Huh. Quality program.
This was really good. Them teasing the referee bit and him only doing commentary is a little weird, but he can't fit. They don't want him physically getting in the ring. But part of me wonders, will there some piece of shirt underneath his shirt at WrestleMania and a referee bump, and then Punk somehow becomes the special referee?
He rips off the blazer and he jumps in the ring and counts 1, 2, 3.
Yep, I could see that happening too. Just saying.
We'll have to see, but I was here for all this. This was all very good, very well written, very well performed, very well timed. Yes. Drew is just living his best life right now. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, he's firing on all cylinders in terms of just being that really dick heel. And I love it so much.
Yeah. All right, Monday Night Raw opened with Cody Rhodes. He talked about wearing that awkward 2 weeks before WrestleMania, and there's really nothing more to say. True. He talked about Roman Reigns appearing on Pat McAfee's show, and he wanted a big ovation for Pat, and then he's like, just dial down, just Pat, and they got one for Cole. And it said people in the truck are freaking out. Cody called Reigns, referring to him as a politician, makes promise that he can't keep. Cody said Chicago knows more than any other city. When he makes a bet or a promise, he always keeps it, you know, because he goes all in and stuff. Cody then talked about, you know, some fan invited him to be his best man, and he'd have to explain to his wife why I was going and paying for the bachelor party, and talked about a couple other experiences, but he does all this and expects nothing in return. Cody said Reigns sees it as desperation. Cody said all he does all this while pretending to be the champion because the champion isn't here. He respects Reigns, but he's aware of the way he screwed him out of his dream last year. Cody said he respects him, but he hates his guts. Cody said if he understands if Reigns hates him because he and his cousin The Rock can't have their wank fest at WrestleMania. We're getting edgy, wanking. Cody said he won the Royal Rumble. Cody said if he learned anything from last year, that is he can't do it alone. He said he was actually going to ask for something back. He asked for the fans to ride with him during WrestleMania Night 1 tag match and then fight with him at WrestleMania Night 2. Cody said if he's going to point to sign, he wanted everyone to point with him. And as he was about to, If You Smell It played over the PA system as The Rock, the final boss, showed up unexpectedly in Chicago. fans were cheering for The Rock. You got a large holy shit chant that had to be blared. We got this is awesome chant and an awkward CM Punk chant. They stared each other down for a couple minutes. The Rock leaned in, said something you couldn't hear, and walked away as the crowd booed. So there's that.
Nice little tease.
The Rock was then asked by Jackie Redmond what he said. He said, go ask Cody Rhodes. Cody said, it's a promise The Rock can't keep. Main event, Jey Uso, Shinsuke Nakamura. Jey got the win. We had Solo show up. We had Jimmy show up. We had Cody and Seth show up because Seth said they would have Jay's back because they knew something was up. Everyone starts fighting. Drew McIntyre gets involved. He takes out Rollins. But you have Cody battling Jimmy backstage. And then Dwayne shows back up. And he starts throwing Cody Rhodes around and trash talking the shit out of him over and over again. It's trash cans. He's thrown in all different things. They fight out into the cold Chicago rainy air. He's fighting out there. He's throwing them around. And he makes Cody Rhodes bleed. And at the same time, he's trash talking like only The Rock can do. And he's repeating the stuff that he's been saying all along, including how he was going to give the belt, the weight belt, to Cody's mom, covered in Cody's blood. Tonight we got the blood for the belt as he wiped it all over it.
Which was kind of gross.
It was gross, but it worked as intended. This was a great piece of television. We had an F-bomb by The Rock that got bleeped out.
Yes.
But yeah,
but it was effective. It worked.
It worked. And the belt read Mama Rhodes, too.
With The Rock symbol on it.
Yeah, and he talked about hard times. He said Cody doesn't know about hard times, but he will. Because this is what happens when you fuck with the final boss.
Everything about this was perfect. The whole story that they told throughout the night with this. And kind of the teasers that they're dropping of what could happen, because we mentioned earlier that R-Truth was, you know, doing a backstage vignette. And in the background, Drew McIntyre is having a serious conversation with Paul Heyman.
He was.
And that followed through to the main event where Jimmy got Cody away from everybody and got him isolated and got him alone and fed him to Dwayne. And when they went outside, it was cold, it was rainy, it was nasty. But the way that the lights were the way that they had set up the shot with the lights and just everything was just absolutely perfect. There were some beautiful things going on in just the way they shot this.
Yeah.
And also, you mentioned it, but John Cena on the truck looking on in the background.
That was a nice touch. Because Rock said something about your hero, and it's referring to Cody. But you also saw Cena watching on, because I feel like all cards are on the table. If Rock and Roman win night one, I have a feeling, we'll talk about this in about 10 days. It's going to be the wildest main event in the history of WrestleMania on night two.
It very well could be. I mean, all bets are off in terms of who's going to show up, because the other person on the truck that was watching this fight go down was Stone Cold Steve Austin. And it's WrestleMania 40.
Anyone could show up. And boy, oh boy, someone likes to sell a stunner. And it's been forever since he sold it. And everyone's trying to outdo his version of the sell. One last time, for old time's sake. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's go. But yeah, everything about this was perfect.
Yeah, it was great. Great. This was a fantastic show. There's been a lot of talk in years because of who's been in charge and stuff, but the build to Mania has been really good. And like this wasn't the go home, but this is always the week where nothing happens. Cody mentioned this at the start, like we're in that awkward week, and this one wasn't awkward. This was, we're building to next week because Dwayne's in the house next week, Roman's in the house next week, Cody and Seth are gonna be in the house next week. Next week, SmackDown, the go-home SmackDown is not going to be much. I have a feeling it's going to be a lot of second-tier stuff. Next week's show is going to be the go-home. And we're going to get a lot of really good stuff for it, because the night was really, really good. Yeah, that's Raw.
They're hitting the gas pedal. They're heating things up. They're getting ready to go. I'm excited for next week just to see what they do in terms of a go home, because if WrestleMania was coming up like next week or this weekend,
we cooked.
And this was the go home, dude, that would be fine. I would be completely cool with that. I think a lot of people would. That's the thing. Like, this was an absolutely fantastic show from top to bottom. And the way that Hunter is pacing the storylines, or I shouldn't say just Hunter, but the writing team in general, the way that the storylines are being paced, the way that the stories are being told is just beautiful.
Really, really good. But that'll do it for us here on the post show. Really good show. But
as some might say, good shit.
That was some good shit. Yep. Tomorrow night, 9:30. We'll shoot for 9:30. We'll go about 90 minutes, starting at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on both nights, I guess. My Rise in WWE 2K24. We're going to continue some stories, see how that goes, play for about 90 minutes, see how far we can get. It's WWE 2K24. On twitch.tv/WTLive, the following week we're going to have simulations for both nights, so get ready. Thursday night, we're doing a tier list on the rack.
This will be interesting because I haven't seen about half of these matches.
I would say you've seen more than half.
We'll have to take a look at the list, but I haven't seen quite a few of them. I know that. So this will be my list compared to, our list compared to the WTR list.
Which will then compare to the CB Radio list. It's going to be fun.
And I will just say this, 25 was better than 26. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was.
We'll rank it where it needs to be. Yeah. Anyway, that's Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Friday, 10 o'clock, GM battles. Me and Brent, one-on-one. See how it goes.
Are you doing a show?
Yeah, I got money. We're good.
Okay.
We're good. We'll be able to cook. We'll be able to cook. It's GM battles, Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, WTR game night featuring Uno. I think we're going to do again this week because it was fun. Followed by CB Radio, where they'll do the tier list and give quick picks on WrestleMania, which means Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's Russell Talk Radio, WTR Sunday night. WrestleMania preview. WrestleMania week kicks off. All the things. And for WrestleMania week, Casey's back.
He is!
So there you go. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, back for the Raw Post Show, the Go Home Show. To WrestleMania. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rockstock or
Lin's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimbolLensWard, and you can follow me on TikTok, LensWard0.
There you go. We'll see you all week long for content as we gear up for WrestleMania right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.